Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Steve DelBianco is here. As I promised, Steve is Vice President for Corporate Affairs Association for Competitive Technologies. He is he's the pit dog, the pit bull, ladies and gentlemen. He's the guy that goes around the country, around the world, actually, and attends these internet governance tea parties, and from time to time he takes a little skunk with him, and he releases the skunk at the tea party and gets everybody upset. And we need that, ladies and gentlemen. We need somebody who will be a little indignant, who will be a little bit of a troublemaker, because what's going to happen with the way we have access to the internet in the future will depend on whether we're involved in the debate. Because there are forces out there, as I said earlier, who would like to change some of the things that we have right now, some of the things that are working. And Steve is at the table on our behalf debating that, and we got him here right now to tell us about what's been going on. Steve DelBianco, welcome back.
Hey, thanks, Jim. Glad to be back. And like you said, sometimes to make an omelet, you got to break a few eggs.
That's exactly right. Well, how you like my pit bull moniker I put on you now? You're a pit bull.
I'm gonna put it up, my nickname on Facebook tomorrow morning.
There you go, Steve Pitbull DelBianco. So Steve, I've been telling the audience that while we're at our homes or our offices, fat, dumb, and happy, saying, okay, I got oxygen, I got internet, life is good. I don't know about the oxygen, but the access to the internet is being challenged by various groups around the country, around the world, isn't it?
That's right. I mean, we all think of the internet as something that's really vital, but it's invisible. It just works, so we don't worry about it. But just as much as it's vital and invisible, it's also vulnerable. It's vulnerable to some changes that are occurring on the global scale. We'll call that internet governance. But it's also vulnerable to the whole debate over net neutrality. And I think you said you wanted to maybe chat about both those topics today.
I do want to, but the breaking news, so to speak, right, is what you did recently, maybe I think yesterday, at a meeting on how ICANN, the folks who manage the domain names, who manage and allocate the .coms, the .orgs, the .nets, et cetera. Tell us what's been happening.
That's right, and there's a lot of news reports coming out of Washington. We did a panel on Capitol Hill on Wednesday called the State of the Net. We do it every year. It's an annual event, several hundred congressional staffers, think tankers, lobbyists, and corporate folks show up at a giant hotel about 10 steps away from the U.S. Senate and debate the issues of the year ahead. And did a panel, gave a talk on what is the state of the net? Well, I want to make sure it doesn't become the net of the state.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the real twist here, because many governments really understand how important the internet is, and because it's so important, they figure governments need to run it. And never mind the fact that it's the private sector that completely built out this internet, spent all of the money to build the connections, the devices, the applications that make the internet run. But now governments say, we need to tell you how to run it. And that's creating a fissure. That's creating a split. And I don't really want a split, but sometimes when the governments get really insistent on changing the way it's run, you have to just call their bluff.
You did that this week on Wednesday. You stood up and said, let's just split the baby.
Oh gosh, I probably a poor choice of words, but it was a provocative chance.
Well, that's the Solomon. That's the Solomon wisdom.
Government.
That's the Solomon. That's the metaphor.
And said, look, if you're really not happy with the way we have built and run this, why don't you take your country code domains, your .br for Brazil, your .cn for China? Why don't you just take those and make your own internet, and we'll keep the private sector internet and the governance that we've already structured. Well, he stammered and said, well, hang on, that's not really what we had in mind at all. In fact, what he said is, no, we'd much rather work within the system, find a way to coexist, cooperate, and keep one internet. And that's the right answer, Jim. I didn't really want them to go away. I want them to understand the importance that they need to work with us, not necessarily we need to work with them.
Well, now, I thought ICANN, as it's currently structured, isn't ICANN, the current managers of ICANN, aren't they reasonable people? Aren't they? Don't they have the best interest of the internet in mind?
Well, at this point, the managers of ICANN have the best interest of, well, the managers of ICANN at heart.
Okay, all right.
They're getting $70 million a year. The staff is well up over 100 people. The president made $900,000 last year.
Wow.
In salary and bonus. They've become a pretty substantial bureaucracy, and I think what they're trying to do now is to preserve their role, and they want to keep everybody happy. So they'll tell the private sector, who created them, one thing. They'll tell the U.S. government another thing, and they'll tell the Russians, Brazilians, and Chinese whatever they think they want to hear. And I really think that's not being effective leaders of a multi-stakeholder environment. So
what you just described, Steve, sounds to me like the birth of another Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac.
Oh gosh, don't say that.
Well, I'm just telling you, I'm an observer.
Nations, Ken, because the thing I know about the United Nations is governments are the only ones who get a vote at the United Nations, and so the more and more ICANN gravitates to become a little mini UN, the less influence the private sector is going to have. And like I said in the three, I don't want the state of the net should not show us that we're about to have a net of the state.
Well, Steve, one of the things that it seems to me, though, a year or so ago, you reported that the ICANN was being run by Department of Commerce, right?
That's right.
And that the president was out of Australia, or the chairman is out of Australia, or something like that. And
That's right. Still is. In the Commerce Department, we have a special role because we created ICANN. And at the same time we created a long-term plan to transition it from the custody of the U.S. government to the custody of the world, the private sector. It was a gift the U.S. government wanted to give to the world in terms of putting the governance in international, multi-stakeholder hands with private sector leadership.
One of the things that concerns me is that this is so in the weeds that we'll never get the average user, the average voter, to really understand what's going on. That's the reason why I want to cover it, but it's pretty complicated. It's kind of hard for the average person to get their head around it. We're going to take a quick break. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff you can do there that will help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful in your small business. Don't forget to check out my blog. Don't forget to check out my knowledge base where you can get Small Business Answers Now. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, which we'll send you every Sunday afternoon by email. All that good stuff is there for you, and it's free. Steve Del Bianco has been represented many different ways on our website, and including many visits that he's had with us on our show. He's here now. He's vice president with the Association for Competitive Technologies. And Steve, that's actonline.org, right?
Exactly. And also the coalition called netchoice.org, which is the one that really focuses on these issues of internet choice competition. And I invite any listeners or readers to go to NetChoice. You can browse all the material. It's all free.
Steve, we're talking about this governance of the internet domain names primarily, governance of the internet itself actually. ICANN is the organization that's been doing this now since the beginning of the internet. It's a multinational organization that's the U.S. Department of Commerce is heavily involved in this, and they manage the domain names, the top domain names, .com, .biz, .us, .net, .org, et cetera, et cetera. Now, Steve, what I want you to do right now is I want everybody in the who's listening who uses a computer, who connects to the Internet, I want them to have a holy macro moment. I want them to have a, my goodness, I didn't know that was possible. I can't believe, we can't let them do that. I want them to have one of those kinds of moments about their own business, about their own access to the Internet. Tell us, can you give us, can you explain this so that we understand it that way?
Simply put, sitting at your desks today here in the U.S. in Jim's listening area, we can actually access content anywhere around the world on the Internet without fear that the Internet's domain name system will try to suppress our access to content because it's, say, politically unsavory to the government.
Give us an example.
If we try to access today statements that are critical of President-elect Obama or President Bush, we'll find plenty of both. If we want to find conspiracy theories about September 11th, we'll find it online, won't we? Now, if we're sitting in China today, you won't find anything critical of the Chinese government. You won't find any stories of Tiananmen Square, because their version of the Internet in China is censored and suppressed.
But, Steve, why should American users of the Internet, or English, or Spanish, or Brazilian users of the Internet care about what China does with their Internet?
Great segue, because in September of 2009, our agreement to manage ICANN terminates. And the scramble...
Our agreement, you mean the Department of Commerce?
That's right, Jim. So the scramble, in effect, right now, is who's going to sort of move into the role of supervision of that Internet governance. And the governments around the world, led by folks like China, are clamoring for more say. They want more power. They want to vote, they want to veto, they want to handle the rules for how we manage the Internet after September of 2009. So you can bet that every one of us should be concerned about whether we preserve the current model, which is an open, private sector-led, or we move to a more government-managed model of Internet governance after September of 2009.
So what you're saying is that after September of this year, then we could have more influence on the governance of the Internet by countries like China, countries like Iran and North Korea, and Venezuela, and would this be UN led? Is this a UN movement?
The UN has a whole group called the International Telegraphic Union, or ITU, and they covet the chance to manage the Internet domain name system, and they're very open about it. They believe that a treaty-based multi-governmental organization would be superior to this private sector organization that we've done so far.
I think it's appropriate, Steve, at this point to point out that I'm trying to remember the name of this organization, that in the UN organization that manages human rights, the Human Rights Commission, I think it's called.
That's right.
At one time, the chairman of that was Libya.
Right,
And currently, if I'm not mistaken, the United States is not even a member of an organization like that, organization.
Jim, you have it exactly right. So when it's China's turn to chair the ITU at the UN, what kind of rules are we going to have on the Internet then?
So folks, the point is the UN has a history of doing preposterous things, having organizations like Venezuela and Cuba and Libya being in charge of a human rights commission. And so those are the kinds of decisions that will be made when we're talking about managing the Internet. And those are the kinds of things. Steve, can we stop this?
You know what? I'm working as hard as I can, Jim. And thanks to folks like you who get us a chance to air the concerns, we are getting more and more people interested. Covered heavily in the press this week. And over the next 9 months, my goal will be to make sure that President-elect Obama's administration is just as keen to preserve private sector leadership. And
what are they saying? What do you think their attitude is?
So far, so good.
Well, you know that our microphone is your microphone, Steve. So let's keep us posted on this. We got a lot more to talk about when you come back next time. Thanks for being here. Good job today, and thanks for the good fight.
Thanks, Jim, for all you do.
Steve Pitbull Del Bianco, ladies and gentlemen. That's actonline.org and netchoice.org as well. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.